Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes.
Would you be interested in giving us a few minutes and helping us out with the survey?
Well, what's the survey about?
Some of the issues taking place in Texas, and specifically in San Patricio County.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you
I've
or anyone in your...
I've been in the county my whole life, and I'm 90 years old.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household employing the news media, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved in political campaigns, yes or no?
No, not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often, Democrats or Republicans?
Republican.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year that you were born? Only the year.
1934.
1934. Okay, thank you so much. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
Well, what kind of plant is it?
An ammonia.
Ammonia? I do
yes.
hear about things like that, but I wasn't positive about what that is, that ammonia.
Okay.
Is it something is that something that Cheniere puts out?
Actually, I'm going to give you more information as we go along with the survey.
Okay.
Have you seen, read, or heard about this ammonia industry from Facebook, X, or other social media, yes or no?
No.
Newspapers?
Maybe newspapers.
Okay. A report on television?
Yes.
Okay. A website you found?
What did you say?
A website that you find out through a website?
No, I didn't.
No. Did you hear it through the radio?
No, not on the radio.
Family or friends?
Yes.
Okay. News sites or articles on the internet?
No.
Did you attend a meeting and heard about it?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In your own words, can you please tell me what you've seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant?
I just heard that there was something that Cheniere would be, I don't know any of this for a fact, though, that Cheniere out here, out of Portland, would be putting out some kind of stuff that would be collected through the air over near up towards Refugio or Victoria direction, which didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I did hear that.
Okay, thank you so much. You don't mind spelling for me Cheniere? Is it Cheniere?
It's C-H.
C-H,
it's a plant,
okay.
It's a plant out here from outside from Portland towards Ingleside.
Okay, thank you so much. And has what you've seen, read, or heard given you a more positive view or more negative view of the proposed ammonia plant?
I don't know. That's kind of hard to say because I really don't understand about that, you know?
Okay.
It's hard to say.
No problem. I'm going to give you more information right now. Now, I'd like to read to you some names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group. If so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name, Valero.
Valero?
Yes, Valero.
think that's a refinery in Corpus. I don't really have anything to say about them.
Okay. What about Yara?
What's that?
Yara.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Can you spell it?
Y-A-R-A. Yara.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. What about Enbridge?
No, I'm not familiar with that either.
What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Oh, yeah. I know lots about the Port of Corpus Christi. I can see the Port of Corpus Christi from my back door, and the things that have gone on with our bridge over there being built are unbelievable.
Okay. So do you have a positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. What about Project Yaren? That's Y-A-R-E-N, Project Yaren.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
I'm not real familiar with them either.
Okay, thank you. What about Flint Hills Resources?
I think they're okay.
Okay, do you have a positive or negative?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
I don't know anything about that. Green ammonia?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay. Now, would you be in favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I'm really kind of against that.
Okay, somewhat opposed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Do you favor or oppose that?
I oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Still strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, with a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Do you oppose or favor?
I oppose.
Still strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Do you still oppose or favor?
Well, it's okay if it's in some products.
Okay, so you somewhat favor?
Favor.
Okay. Approximately 95% of carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Do you still oppose or favor?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Do you still oppose or favor?
I oppose it. Our property taxes, though, are unbelievable in Portland, Texas.
Okay. Thank you.
We can't hardly keep our properties anymore. It's so expensive.
Okay, I understand. Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Do you favor that or oppose it?
Favor it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Do you still oppose or favor that?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants.
I don't know what to answer for that.
Okay, no problem. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents.
Yes, I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public. Do you still oppose or favor?
I still oppose.
Okay. Strongly still?
Yes.
Thank you. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Do you favor or oppose still?
You'll have to say that one again. I didn't get that.
Okay, one more time. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond to the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, no problem. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
They don't do what they say they will do.
Okay.
So I don't know what I should answer for that.
Okay, thank you. The produced ammonia.
Plant, I'm telling you, the Cheniere plant I've told you about, they tell you all these things, and then they have all kinds of stuff coming over the city and being on houses and buildings and all. Okay?
I understand. Okay. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
I don't like that happening. I'm against that idea.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
That doesn't matter to me.
You still strongly oppose it?
Yes.
Okay. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Do you still oppose? Yes,
Okay. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacture process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Do you still oppose or favor that?
Oppose.
It's still strongly, right?
Yes.
Okay. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Yes, it sure will.
Okay. Still opposed strongly, correct?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, in the end, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I oppose it.
Strongly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell me in your own words, in a small sentence, why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant?
Because it always ends up causing a lot of problems. That they say that it won't, but it does, because I know of the other plants. I've lived here, like I've said, my whole life, and I see what these plants have done to our nice town of Portland, Texas. They do provide a lot of money for our schools, but we don't need that much money even for our schools, but they do provide a lot.
I understand.
I'm still opposed to this thing.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Some other race.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Yes.
Own or rent?
Own. I owned one house in Portland for 30 years and still do. And now I have another house for 30 years and paid for them.
That's good to hear. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Construction, manufacturing, white-collar management, self-employed, own businesses, farming, fishing, clerical, retail, government, education, professionals such as law or medicine, energy, chemical?
That's a lot of things. In this household and my family and everything, There's been a lot of different things, you know, that they've done. They've been in their own businesses, and they have worked for other people, and, you know, just a lot of different things.
But you personally?
Myself. I'm a lady
that,
like I say, I'm 90 years old, and I spent most of my life just being a housekeeper and did not have to go out and work. And I'm still kind of that kind of position, you know. Just,
that's good to hear. Thank you.
Just the way it worked out with me. My parents and my grandparents also lived in San Patricio County since the 1920s.
Well, that's good
and
to hear.
And we had farming and ranching mainly.
Okay, you have a lot of history there.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Do you have a Facebook social media account, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you have an X account, former Twitter?
No.
Do you have an Instagram account, social media?
No.
Okay. Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis, yes or no?
Yes, I do, but my eyesight's gotten bad, so I can't read it very good. But I still do receive it. But like I'm telling you, my parents even received that newspaper their whole lifetime. And my mom lived to be 91 years old, but she's been dead quite a few years now. But I still receive the Corpus Christi Caller. There's not much left to it anymore, though.
That's good, though. That's good. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more times per week?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you read the Engle Index on a weekly basis?
No.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you for your time and your patience and for being such a wonderful participant. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you helping with all of this, too, okay?
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate the help. You
okay,
have a good
thank
one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.